Okay, these bakery terms, what sort of things can you buy at a bakery?
Well, I will not tell you all the things you can buy at a bakery because I've just been trying to copy those down from the urban supplements and it gets to be a terrible mess, but I'll tell you the items that you want. The large one, the large sort of cake that you might have with coffee in the morning is generally known as coffee cake. And I have made things that I would call coffee cake. The individual piece, I think I would normally say sweet roll. Also, the term Danish pastry, I know. I think of a Danish pastry as being something that's harder and maybe thinner than a sweet roll. That may not be a valid distinction. Okay, go on from there.
Okay, what about the sweet white stuff that's spread over coffee cake or sweet roll?
It really depends on how thick it is. On a cake, you would have icing, and so if it were fairly thick, I think you would still call it icing if it were on a coffee cake. But if it's thin, so that virtually you would pour it on, then that's a glaze.
Okay. What about a donut that had some of this stuff on it? What do you call that?
A glazed donut.
Any terms for a rectangular, glazed, or frosted, or whatever donut?
Is it filled?
Doesn't
say. I know. The only kind of rectangular donuts that I'm familiar with, and I think the bread man used to bring them, were cream-filled donuts. So that would be all I would know to call them. If they're not filled, then I don't have a name for them.
Jelly-filled donut?
I would say jelly donut.
Twisted donut?
I don't really have a natural term for a twisted donut because I don't think the bread man sold twisted donuts, but I've seen packaged twisted donuts called crullers, but the only reason I know that is that that's what's printed on the package.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That thing that you're wearing on that hand.
That's a ring.
Any particular terms for various types?
Well, there are plenty of terms for various types.
Well, what would you call that?
This is not a particular type of ring. It's just a gold band with an opal on it, but particular types would be engagement ring, which we usually think of as having a diamond, or a dinner ring, which is usually a large stone of some sort.
Well, different types of men's and women's shorts, say, maybe something that ends at the knees.
Well, I don't know anything that really ends exactly at the knee. If it's a little above the knee, I would probably say Bermuda shorts for that. Maybe walking shorts if it was for men. Below the knee, they used to be called pedal pushers. This was, I suppose, about in the 50s. I don't know whether pants are still made in that length or not. And then shorter than that, I think I would just say shorts.
What about, say, if my younger brother inherited some of my clothes, what would you call them?
Hand-me-downs.
What if this was something that was brought in outside the family? Does it make a difference what you call it?
If it were from a neighbor, I think you probably would still say hand-me-downs. As long as you knew the people who were giving it to you. Now, if it was charity or if you bought it in a thrift store, I think you'd probably call it secondhand.
Any terms for very fancy clothing, very fashionable?
No, I don't think I have any.
Okay. What about the thing that you would store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
Garment bag.
And the thing that maybe clothes come back from the dry cleaners in?